Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brian Scalabrine joining us on the show. We're entering the time of year where I've been dreading since the Cavaliers started their season. They're at Portland tonight. They're at the Clippers coming up this weekend. They're on the West Coast swing. This just has a tendency to grind out a young team that started off with, I want to say, promise to develop, but that's what it seems to be doing here. They just seem to be out of sorts, Brian.
They might beat Portland tonight. Portland played last night. They played Philadelphia, and they're in a really tough game. So it could happen. Don't you really want to see where your team is at? Like, this would be a good challenge for them. I think Cleveland is interesting because a lot of people are interested in buying or getting the buyout of Andre Drummond. And, you know, the Cavs, in my opinion, should be looking to open up minutes for Jared Allen, who is much better than Andre Drummond when you're trying to win basketball games. So this could be like the tipping point for the Cavs and where they decide, okay, this is the direction that we're going. I know, like, you all want wins and you want the team to be continuing to fight to make the playoffs, but I think you'll learn a lot about your team during this stretch.
What can they get for Andre Drummond?
Nothing. No one's taking on that contract. It's like he's a buyout candidate. Yeah.
So we just have to wait to buy him out?
I'm sorry?
So we just have to basically wait a little bit and buy him out?
Yeah. I mean, or else you want to keep him on the team for some type of sign and trade the following year. But why in Cleveland, maybe they don't want to buy him out. Maybe they want to keep him around for, like, he's not going to make $30 million next year. I think he makes $28 million this year. So, But no one's taking on that contract. And teams that are rebuilding or teams that have cap space aren't going to be doing that. And the good teams, usually they have their players. They just can't move $30 million of salary to make something like that happen. So I think the buyout will be the yourself, like, does he take minutes away from other guys that cause you not to be able to develop moving forward?
When you look at it a couple years later, and this is kind of crazy to think about it. You know, you look at Colin Sexton, he seems to be developing well, and that was the eighth pick a couple years ago. When you revisit the Kyrie Irving trade with Cleveland, do you think it ends up differently if they keep Kyrie Irving and they make him stay? Or do you think it was inevitable, it was going to implode anyway? Kyrie was going to force his way out of town. It was just going to be a couple years later or whatever the case may be. What do you think, how this thing ends if Dan Gilbert forces Kyrie to stay on his team?
Well, I think that the Cavs, okay, yeah, that was an interesting year because you had LeBron and his free agency. You guys are still trying to win a championship. It was like that wasn't so cut and dry when you look at it in a box that Kyrie should stay or should we take the pick, right? Obviously, if Kyrie was, you know, on the best of terms and he wanted to be there, then and I have no idea what happened between him and LeBron or whatnot. But if everything was fine, then no, that conversation would have never started. The trade conversation would have never started. But I like the way the Cavs pivoted now along the way. You know, and another thing is, LeBron was going to stay or was he going to go to L.A. no matter what? Like, those are questions I don't have the answers to. I don't know if LeBron made up his mind, like, he wants to go out there and be in Hollywood, and he thought that he could rebuild the Lakers. So I think for the Cavs, the way that they pivoted when they were they quote unquote think they're going to lose LeBron, that's not a bad way to go, because I really like Colin Sexton a lot. I like how he works hard. He brings it every single night. And I think you would have been better off with Colin Sexton now than Kyrie Irving right now.
Brian, we can't thank you enough for the time, buddy. Know you've had a busy week. All the best. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Brian Scalabrine, radio.com NBA Insider. Insider calls brought to you by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Now, you're going to want to be around at 9:20. I have a question of stupidity coming up at 9:20 this morning. Also, John Steinbrecher, Dr. John Steinbrecher, going to join us at 8:20 this morning. Coming up next, maybe the joke's on me. Maybe I should just be used to it by now. It's Ken Carmen with Garrett Bush, live on The Fan. Friends, Ken Carmen here for Northeast Factor Direct at northeastfactordirect.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.